Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. The mighty things you do, I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call life desires to live for.
Good morning and welcome to Josie's Inspiration. This is Josie and today is June the 29th, 2020. We're winding down in the month of June, but we're revving up for summer. Sort of, I have to say, because we're still in the midst of so much chaos and turmoil in our lives due to COVID-19, due to the riots, due to all the atrocities that are happening to us individually, community-wide, and worldwide. And this morning, as I get ready for this show, I always wanted to look for scripture to guide me and direct me. And while I had something pulled out already, I was sitting at my desk, and in front of me is a book that I had and I read during my cancer treatments by an author, Harold S. Kushner. He's also the author of a book that I read over and over again, which that book is called When Bad Things Happen to Good People. And the book that I'm looking at now, which is so appropriate for right now, The Lord is My Shepherd, Healing Wisdom of the 23rd Psalm. And I thought about, you know, how well I grew up knowing the words to the 23rd Psalm and being able to recite it in Sunday school and having it as a part of my core. And so I wanted to read the full 23rd Psalms, and then I wanted to go to one particular verse before I start talking about A to Z essential oils for cancer care. So, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father God, these words bring comfort to me today. As I think about all the things that are going on around me, around this world, think about my journey that you brought me through with cancer. 3 times cancer, 1 time brain tumor, and I'm here to give testimony to my ability to stand strong through those tests. Stand strong, not because I was strong, but because through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are always with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And today, dear Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart bring comfort to someone who is listening or on replay. But Lord, let these words represent what you have shown me and taught me. In the name of your precious Son, Jesus, I thank you. Amen. And so in verse 4 of that psalm, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So one of the things that as I look at Harold Kushner's book, The Lord is My Shepherd, and looking at specifically, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, he writes, when he came to believe that God did not control genetics or laws of nature, that fire burns and bullets harm good people and bad people alike, that God may have cared about what kind of people we are, we have to understand in the midst of all of our frustrations that thou art with me. When bad things happen to you, the challenge is not to explain them, to justify them, or even to accept them. The challenge is to survive them and to go on living. And the key to surviving misfortune is the realization that when bad things happen, God is on our side. The illness, the accident are not God's will. When we choose to affirm life in the face of loss, to affirm goodness in the face of evil, we are on God's side. He is with us, and we are with him. And the future does not frighten us. And those words are very comforting because, you know, when I always think back to my days and journeying through cancer and, you know, being in a place of uncertainty and loss of control. And that's a big thing for us as individuals is we like to have control. We want controls over our situation. We want controls over our life. We want control over those people that are around us. We want control over our government, over our world, over everything. And we cannot be in control of everything. So in cancer, that is the greatest moment for me of realization and relinquishing my desire to be in control. So today, as I talk about A to Z essential oils for cancer care, just remember, this is my opinion. I am not a healthcare professional. I'm not an MD. I'm not a PhD. I'm not any kind of doctor. I am passionate about essential oils because I found the benefits of how they have helped me through my journey. As I talk today, I'm going to combine two alphabets as I'm winding through my A to Z. I'm going to talk about U and V together because they are closely related, and that's urinary tract infections and vaginal issues. And these might sound like women's issues, but, you know, some of these things can happen to men as well. So what is a urinary tract infection? It's an infection in any part of the urinary system, the kidneys, the ureters, the bladder, and the urethra. And a lot of infections involve lower urinary tract, the bladder, and the urethra. And, of course, women are at a greater risk of developing UTIs than men, but the infection is painful and annoying no matter what. And for cancer patients, the problem can derive from challenges in hormonal The problem can derive from changes in hormone levels caused by chemotherapy because that treatment can cause vaginal atrophy, loss of estrogen, and UTI symptoms like frequent and urgent need to urinate, having irritation when we eat spicy foods, have caffeine, carbonated beverages, acid foods. So we have to be mindful during cancer treatments of the things that can happen. Chemotherapy can cause a sudden loss of the estrogen production in the ovaries. And in my own personal experience, it led me to symptoms of early menopause, which were attributed by thinning of the vagina or vaginal atrophy and vaginal dryness, which caused very much pain. It also can damage the tissues in the body. It can damage and cause sores and increase the risk of infection, also causing fatigue and increased bleeding. Additionally, radiation therapy can cause damage to the ovaries, and that damage, whether it's permanent or short-term, depends on the strength of the radiation treatment. Damaged ovaries don't produce estrogen. It causes menopause and related symptoms. Now, I can remember clearly, and this, you know, is a woman topic, but my husband had to endure this with me because I remember 1 month having my menstrual cycle pretty normal, and the next month, nothing, and the next month, nothing, and the next month, nothing. And the next month, nothing. And so I went to my doctor because I was in chemo, I'd had radiation, and I didn't know what was happening to my body. I knew my body was going through a lot of changes, my moods, my emotions, my skin, everything that I've talked about on these calls, I was experiencing. But to have suddenly that part of me, which defines me as a woman, my menstrual cycle stop abruptly. I sought out my doctor's advice, and they had more questions than I did. They were like, are you in menopause? And I'm like, I don't know. What is menopause? How do I know if I'm in menopause? And they like, well, we can give you something to make it start again. And I'm like, I'm not disappointed it's gone. I just want to know, why did it stop? Is it the chemo? Is it the radiation? But they had no answers. And so after me doing some natural things to do some cleanses, I have a flush in my body that released a lot of the toxins. And from that day forward, I never had another menstrual cycle. Never had any menopausal symptoms that I hear women talk about, like hot flashes. Mood swings, yes, but, you know, mood swings, I think, is normal for everyone because your hormonal imbalances can cause you to have mood swings. But given the fact that chemotherapy can affect the estrogen production in the ovary and can cause hormonal changes in the body, I'm sure that was an added effect for me to go through what was considered then early menopause. So having chemo, having radiation affects women and men, issues of urinary tract infection and issues of vaginal concern. We know that those issues as cancer patients can vary. And we know, well, I know that there was something called neutropenia, which has an effect on the body because it is when the white blood cells become abnormally low. And it's those white blood cells are the body's main defense system against infection. And neutropenia is a side effect of chemotherapy and increases our risk for infections. And sometimes just knowing the cycles of what our body is going through as cancer patients can be helpful. So, for example, when I had a treatment, I could know that 7 to 12 days after each chemotherapy dose that I was going to have a drop in my white blood cells. Now, also, I was on steroids, which made me feel like the Incredible Hulk. I could feel my muscles bulking up and hurting. After those 7 to 12 days, the body is also vulnerable to getting infection. But then we're right back into that period where we are getting more chemotherapy sometimes. Your blood count decreases 7 to 12 days after chemo. You're then at high risk of infection for 5 to 7 days. And then there's a short period of time that is considered the recovery period. So what's one to do during this time? Well, some of these essential oils I did not know about specifically then, but they're very important to me now in making sure that I keep my body healthy and that I do things to make sure that I am not going through the cancer challenges again, but also making sure that I can help others who may be experiencing some of the challenges that they are going to go through as a result of chemotherapy and radiation. So oils that are really good for urinary tract infections. This first oil is such a powerful oil because for women, it is a great hormonal balancer, and that's bergamot. And bergamot is an amazing oil. It is considered one of the greatest oils for emotional support. In fact, Earl Grey tea is a bergamot tea. It is very beneficial for emotional support, for issues of anxiety, depression, PMS, female and male mental-related disorders or related needs. But one of the things that I like about bergamot is its ability to help with those types of urinary issues. in all cases, as I'm talking to you about the essential oils, I'm giving you my my information based on my personal experiences with using the oils, but it's not to take away from your doctor or to have you do anything against your doctor or to make this a substitute for what your doctors say. So with bergamot, it can be very beneficial in helping you. We always encourage you to put oils on the bottom of your feet. Those are the reflexology areas of your body, so that the bottoms of your feet have the largest pores into your body. And so by putting the oils on the bottom of your feet, it's going to get into the body sufficiently. Because I said bergamot is an Earl Grey tea, Earl Grey tea is a great source to drink to help with that support of the urinary tract, because it's going to help release some of the toxins out of the body. Bergamot relieves inflammation. It can assist in fighting germs and infection. It can inhibit and destroy viruses. It can relieve intestinal gas pain. And it can increase urine production and rid the body of excess fluid. Those are some of the properties that bergamot has. And it helps with the body systems, the nervous system, the respiratory, the endocrine system, the lymphatic, and the circulatory system. The second oil is fennel. And you might think, oh, well, that's a spice. That's an herb that I use in cooking. And absolutely, it is. But fennel is very beneficial for settling the stomach, for cleansing the pancreas, balancing blood sugar levels, and it's used also to help balance hormones in older adults. It's used as a way to help with parasites, and I love fennel in my seasoning. So one of the ways that you can get it is in your seasoning. You can buy fresh fennel, add it to your recipes. It, too, is a diuretic and can increase urine production and rid the body of excess fluids. It also helps promote releasing flatulence or gas, and it helps to boost the circulatory system. It aids in waste management for the lymphatic system and is a decongestant for the lymph system. And for me, having had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, I'm always looking for ways to keep my lymph system active. The lymph system is a powerful tool, and it's there to help get the toxins out of the body. But unlike blood, it does not flow on its own. So I like to get lymphatic massages to stimulate my lymph nodes. I also like to do dry brushing with my essential oils, which is taking a natural bristle brush with essential oils in my hand and putting it, rubbing the back brush into my hand, and then doing a dry brush to get the lymph system moving. And I start at the feet and I stroke up. I stroke up my legs, around my abdomen, from the palms of my hand into my underarms, because the lymph system runs throughout the whole body. And so it's important for me particularly to help move that lymph fluid through and out of my body. The third oil is tea tree. Now, I talk about tea tree all the time because, you know, it's a go-to oil for me. It's one that I use almost. So tea tree is, as I've talked about before, considered the medicine chest in a bottle. And it's a very powerful immune stimulant, and it can be effective in defending against infections such as bacterial, viral, and fungal. And I like tea tree because it's very gentle. So I can mix some tea tree, as I can with these other oils, in a carrier oil like my kukui or my apricot or one of my other carrier oils. And a carrier oil is what you add essential oils to help dilute it so that you can apply it topically to the body. And so I like to add it to those things. I also like to add it to bath salts as a soak to soak my body and allow my body to get the full benefits of the oils. And the last oil I'm going to talk about is a blend. And always, again, the oils that I talk about are specifically from the company Youngevity International. my website, Josie, josiehopkins.youngevity.com. I like to make blends specifically for people around their health concerns. But this fourth oil, Y23, is an immune oil. Y23 immune helps our immune system. It helps the body begin to get out those invaders in the respiratory system. It can filter the air. In the lymphatic system, it can kill unwanted intruders. And the oils in this blend are known to help relax, soothe tired, sore muscles. And in this blend, it has sweet birch, which is great for bones. It has cajeput, which is used to help with concentration, cedar leaf, copaiba, corn mint, eucalyptus globulus, ginger, white grapefruit, French lavender vera, lime, meadow foam, nutmeg, oregano, orange, peppermint, rosemary, scotch pine, spearmint, tangerine, and pine needle. Now, that's a lot of oils, but it's all in a blend. And that one blend works on the body systems, the immune, the respiratory, the muscular, the skin, and the circulatory. So this information, I pray, is beneficial. And I also pray that as you go through any challenges, as you navigate your way through the challenging times that we're in right now in our world, just remember always that you don't go alone, that you should fear no evil because God is always with us, that we should know that his hand guides us when things become challenging. Take time, be still, pray, and then listen. Be blessed. We will be down for our fourth celebration, commemoration, and a time of prayer. Pray for our country this 4th of July. We just had Juneteenth, which we know is something that we, particularly as African Americans, celebrate because we did not become free on the 4th of July. It took some time for the word to get to all of those enslaved people. But nonetheless, this 4th of July, celebrate your independence. Have a mind for God, a mind for freedom, and do well and just in the world. Be blessed and thank you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Believe it, but it ain't easy. 'Cause that world I painted, Happy New Year, and welcome to Rev. Lydia Speaks on the Josie's Inspiration Network and the Finding My Way Network. I want to start out by saying how very grateful and how blessed I am to be able to come to you today to give thanks to the divine for bringing me through what was, shall we just say, a strange year. There were those who didn't survive 2020. And I'm not just talking about those who have transcended. I mean, those whose lives have been forever changed by loss of family and friends, jobs, homes, indeed their entire way of life. And they're not coping well, not mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. So how do you rebuild after something like this? I've heard some say they made resolutions at the beginning of the year. And that's what happens this time of year, each year, during normal times. But make no mistake about it. There's nothing about what we are going through as citizens of the spiritual plane living here on this rock we call Earth. There's nothing normal about what's going on. So may I suggest something? Yes, a little out of the box. Instead of normal resolutions, you know, exercise more, eat less, things like that, let's consider this new year a time for revelation, a time for a revolution of spirit. You see, revolution is said to be a dramatic and wide-reaching change in the way something works or how it's organizing people's ideas about it. Now, I know when you hear the word, your mind may go to something like having to do with, say, overthrowing a government. And in a sense, that is what you will be doing. Because your thoughts govern your actions and emotions, which have a direct impact on your manifestation. A resolution is similar in that you may have a strong desire for change, and you may even start out really well. But as soon as something gets in the way, just enough to disrupt your flow or your comfort zone, you immediately return to the devil that you're comfortable with, the devil you know. And there's always a valid excuse for doing so, like, well, yeah, I did have another extra piece of cake, but look, all the back-to-back holidays we're having, and we couldn't really party like we wanted to do, etc., etc. But a revolution at a soul level is when you're sick of the excuses, sick and tired of the fear, the angst, and the disappointment that that particular way of life, that fear-based life, manifests in your world. And you no longer feel like waiting for the other shoe to drop. See, you're ready for a change, a mind, body, and spirit overhaul. Now this, for all of us little engines that could, is our 50,000-mile checkup. It's time to clear all the baggage and sweep the gunk and clean the womb of your heart and minds so that when the good and the blessings and the anointing that the Creator has for us presents themselves, not only will you have an honored place for it, but there will be so much room that more and more good shows up to the point that you can't hold it. You have to share not just the blessing, but the technique in acquiring the blessing as well. You know how the saying goes, give a man a fish and he eats for a day, but teach him to fish and he eats for a lifetime. Well, yes, we are still in the middle of a pandemic, and I, as well as millions of people, have felt the pain of loss of job, friends. So my coping mechanism is to live each day like it's my last. Not like it's the first day of the rest of my life, like it's my last. Because to me, that means living it to the fullest, doing for myself and others. living in a way that will honor those who are no longer with me physically. Now, let's get one thing straight. There are some side effects to this kind of thinking. You see, once you start on this path, there's no turning back. Oh, you may try to, you may even want to, because it is work. But the thing about upgrading anything is you will no longer be satisfied with the old status quo. You will not like good enough. Well, why would you? Mediocre is not your thing. You're now living on a level of expectation. Why? Because the Creator told you to. His promises are everlasting. Now, will you still have difficulties? Yep. Sure will. Sometimes they even seem to get worse at the beginning. But they will be reconciled sooner and take less stress and toll on you because you now realize that you're not alone. In fact, every day will give you an opportunity to practice living your leveled up life, believe me. And that is how revolutions are started. And this revolution will be televised simply because everywhere you go, you take this new you along, this confident you, this I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, you, the you that is living your best life, all because you switched your mindset. And you switched it from, Lord, what now, to next. I don't know how you're going to fix this, Lord. I don't know how you're going to work this one out, God, but I am interested in finding out. That helps to remind you that the battle is not yours alone. And two, it reminds you that things have an expected end. Like it says in Jeremiah 29:11, it's a cause and effect. And when you join God's cause, the effect is wonderful. You know, when you follow a GPS, you can expect to end up where you want to end up. That's the general consensus. And it has been my experience that sometimes it may take you the long way around, but then you find out that the long path was necessary. There may have been construction blocking your way or some other hazard. But likewise, when you follow that still small voice, some people even call it following your gut. That's the spirit telling you what to do. But when it seems to take too long in your estimation, sometimes people tend to break off and go their own way. And that can be problematic, even extremely harmful. God's way isn't always the quick way, but there is always a purpose in his timing. Sometimes you're the holdup. It's as simple as him waiting for you to be ready for the blessing that he has for you. And there is even such a thing as him holding you back because of the people you're surrounded by. Either way, to be in touch with your higher self puts you on the path to your revolutionary new life, a new start. This year, find ways to travel that path, no matter how many times you trip over the rocks in the way. Persevere. Persevere and watch them become stepping stones. I'm not telling you something that I've heard or read. This is what I've seen. This is what I've experienced because this is what I have been doing. Instead of being grounded by fear during this time of the pandemic, I did all I know how to keep me and mine safe, and I trusted God with the rest. See, there is a mind-body connection, and I use it this way. I studied God's promises to me, knowing that He only wants the best for me. And then I did what was necessary in this physical realm to abstain from actions that would cause me harm. Yes, I missed my family and friends. And yes, it caused me to be out of work for quite some time. But it kept us safe. And Thank God for technology, because I could still see my grandchildren even though I couldn't hold them. There was Zoom and FaceTime calls, and I even did some of my sermons on Facebook Live and on some Zoom. And the more than that, I learned to trust God for provision, and he never failed me. Somehow, bills got paid. Somehow, things were put aside. And I even found some long-lost talents that will have me better prepared when this strenuous time comes to an end, and it will come to an end. Changing my thoughts and emotions really did change my manifestations and recharge my sense of purpose. And I give thanks for that. And I pray for all that are going through what may be the roughest personal journey they've ever been through. And I pray that each of us learn to get out of God's way. You're only blocking your progress. God sees the end from the beginning. Trust him. Trust him to know what he's doing, where he's planting you, and whatever it is that you need to do to fulfill your purpose. If God gave you the dream, he's going to give you the wherewithal to complete it all. So don't even stress. I used to say, well, I want to do my book. I don't have time to self-publish, and I don't have the money to get someone to do it for me. But instead of just sitting, and instead of just sleeping on it, I've been using pages of my book for sermons and for teaching classes, and yes, for even counseling people. Because my book is written as an instructional booklet for your change and to help you manifest and to help you become a more whole, sacred person. And it's helped people. And in writing and in knowing what I had to do to get myself grounded and realigned, I helped others. I even tried gardening, and it turned into a small farm, which by the grace of God, I could can things and put things away and freeze things. And not only was it fun, it kept me exercised and I was healthy. I was out there in the good air. I was by myself, so I didn't even have to wear a mask. But there are things that we can do. There are books to read. And we've always said, many people say, I would love to read like you do, but I really don't have the time. Well, God provided the time, and there's one book that you can start with, and you'd be in the middle of it by now if you had started at this pandemic. Heck, you might even be through, and it's something that you can read and reread and understand and grow from, and the answers to everything that's going on in our world today, up to and including this pandemic, and how to help yourself and stay healthy, is in that book. And yes, I'm talking about the Bible. And it's a beautiful book to read. If you read it chapter to chapter, and if you read it with some understanding and remembering what went on in that day, it's not so different as to what's going on now. There were political uprisings. There were illnesses. There were famine. There was drought. We've been through just about everything that we can go through. We've had snow in places that never got snow. We've had rain in places that don't really get a lot of rain, and drought in others. This world is trying to tell us something. The purpose of us shaking up our thought patterns and us shaking up our thinking is so that we can realign with spirit. And this world is spirit. All of our indigenous brothers and sisters knew that. As the world goes, so do the people. We can't live without this earth, and we don't have another one. The things that we need are here if we don't destroy them with our greed. The things that we would like to do and the things that we cherish as being our personal valued possessions, we don't really treat them that way. Because if you love something, you take care of it. The revolution that starts within your mind will keep you anchored and keep you grounded, knowing that you are important and that you are one with everyone else, and we are all one with God. That thought, that knowledge keeps you grounded, keeps you helping one another. People keep saying, make America great again. I don't know how great we were, because from the very beginning we started some crazy stuff. But there are people that believe and love and want to be loved and want to help and want to be neighbors and want to be friends and want to be able to bear one another's burdens. That's what I call greatness. What you can do for someone else, not just what you can hold in your hand and say, it's mine, because you'll spend more time guarding it than enjoying it, because you're so afraid that somebody's going to take it from you. This new revolution of your mind. Yes, I said it will be televised, because everything you do, you're being watched. Everything you say, people are listening, even if you don't know it. So believe it. And even deeper than that, did you know that every thought was a prayer? It is. The heavenly hosts hear everything. The God of you knows before you utter it and before you think it. So the best thing that we can do is keep ourselves rooted and grounded in our God. Rooted and grounded, knowing that our purpose is to show what He is to people on earth. The people who may never have ever read the Bible, ever been into church, maybe never even heard any word of God. And to my surprise, there are people still that don't know anything about Jesus. That's why what we do on our radio broadcast is so very important. There are souls that are aching to be free. And if we can get their minds stayed on the Creator and get them on the path of this new revolutionary ancient wisdom teaching, this world will be a much better place. And I give thanks for the knowledge that I have. I give thanks that I realize that I have to get myself out of the way and let God have His full sway. Because God is such a gentleman, He'll let me go off on my tangent until I decide, well, that's wrong. Maybe I should come back and ask for help. He's a gentleman. He doesn't force himself on anyone. But he's longing for relationship. And he's longing for his people to trust and believe. And the more we trust and believe in him, the more we will trust and believe in ourselves, because we follow him. That's a New Year's revolution. Resolutions are fine. Yeah, I want to exercise more too. But more than my body, I want to exercise my mind and my spirit. I want to be able to sit down and have a conversation with my God where I hear him, I feel him, I know that I know that I know that I know that he is talking to me, and I know his voice. As his child, I know his voice. I know the feeling of the love when he absolutely gives me that divine kiss. And that hug that says, I got you. That's something to hold on to. So again, I say, happy new you. Happy new years. Because I want you to grow from year to year to year in your faith and your trust in God. This is Reverend Lydia saying, I'll talk to you later. And I wish you the best. Be blessed.
Still believe it, but it ain't easy. 'Cause that world I mystery. And the kind of God he is, he might make it a mystery. But he's proven I can trust in him. And yeah, I believe it. So I can pick myself back up and keep on telling me, no, my God's not done. Make me a masterpiece.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.